This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump continues to call on Republicans to move on from the controversy over how his administration handled information related to Jeffrey Epstein. He's ordered the Justice Department to seek the release of grand jury transcripts, but also said it would not be enough for troublemakers. As for those transcripts, Republican Congressman Tim Burchett of Tennessee tells ABC,
I want them released, but my warning is this. Let's make sure that we're not releasing the names of some of these who were then children, now adults, that were abused by this dirtbag, Epstein.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is putting restrictions on flights to the U.S. from Mexico. He's also threatening to end a partnership between Delta Airlines and Aeromexico. He says it's because Mexico's violated a trade agreement. Authorities in Kerr County, Texas, now say three people are still unaccounted for after the July 4th flooding. As of last week, the number missing was closer to 100. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. An effort to restore northern pike habitat in Green Bay is also benefiting other wildlife species and raising local awareness about the effects of climate change. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
The primary goal of the multi-county collaboration was to create fish passage openings by building culverts and restoring wetlands to improve spawning habitat for the northern pike. Ken Delata with Oconto County says the project has since expanded to benefit a wider range of species. Delata says most types of Wisconsin wildlife depend on wetlands at some point in their lives, including northern pike.
They're very important for controlling bait fish population out there. It is a very sought-after fish, especially in the wintertime. Recreational-wise, it's a huge draw.
Delata says restoring these areas has given the researchers a unique opportunity to study the travel and reproductive patterns of northern pike. Their grant funding ends in 2027, but he says they hope to continue with these projects. Chuck Druckery with Marionette County says half of the remaining wetlands on Lake Michigan are on the west shore of Green Bay. So far, 82 projects have been completed there, opening up 200 stream miles and restoring nearly 20 acres of wetlands. Druckery says agriculture has replaced many wetlands with ditches that have become problems for pike and other species.
Because the ditches, they are deeper than the original streams were, so that even if the fish can swim up the ditch, sometimes they can't get out of the ditch.
He thinks their progress could become more challenging given the threat of climate change and heavier rainfall. But the projects have also provided opportunities to raise awareness of these issues. They've made 2 acres of land into an outdoor classroom for hands-on teaching to students about the importance of wetlands and wildlife habitat. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Another win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beating the Dodgers again. 8-7 last night in Los Angeles. Milwaukee now with a 9-game winning streak. Now, the Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani hit his 33rd homer of the year. He leads the National League, but the Brewers kept coming back. They're now 5-0 against the defending World Series champions after that 3-game sweep in Milwaukee before the All-Star break. Although Freddy Peralta won his 7th straight start, he wasn't particularly sharp, giving up 4 runs and 5 hits in 5 innings pitched. But the Brewers tacked on some insurance runs to maintain the lead. Right fielder Isaac Collins with a 363-foot homer over the short right field wall in the 4th inning. Caleb Durbin with an RBI double in the 6th. Then Joey Ortiz with a home run to round things out. So again, the final, the Brewers 8-7 over the Dodgers last night. Game 3 of the series wrapping up this afternoon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for a mix of clouds and sunshine today. Light east winds and highs in the upper 70s, close to 80 degrees. Overnight, mostly clear to partly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 50s. On Monday, we'll see a mostly sunny sky returning, highs in the lower 80s. It's 69 at our studios.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time after a massage, a chiropractor appointment, and some sleep. We'll be back with regular programming from Madison on Monday. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back. The Music of the Stars. Till noon. Here's Walter Houston.
When I was a young man courting the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I'd let the old earth take a couple of whirls while I plied her with tears in place of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came. But it's a long, long while from May to December, and the days grow short when you reach September and the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. And I haven't got time for the waiting game. And the wine dwindles down to a precious brew. September, November, and these few vintage years I'd share with you. These vintage years I'd share with you. And the days grow short when you reach September. And I have lost one too, and I walk a little lame. And I haven't got time for the waiting game. And the days turn to gold as they grow few. September, November, and these few golden days I'd spend with you. These golden days I'd spend with you. When you meet with the young men early in spring, they court you in song and rhyme. They woo you with words and a clover ring. But if you examine the goods they bring, they have little to offer but the songs they sing and a plentiful waste of time of day. A plentiful waste of time. But it's a long, long while from May to December. Will the clover ring last till you reach September? And I'm not quite equipped for the waiting game, but I have a little money and I have a little fame. And the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'd spend with you. These precious days I'd spend with you.
That's from Knickerbocker Holiday, and Maxwell Anderson, Kurt Weill wrote that just for Walter Houston. 1938. Music of the Stars, back till high noon. Welcome all our stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome Wausau that just joined us on WXCO 1230 98.9. Here's Burl Ives.
Tale of a Morning in May.
One morning in May, I met a fair couple a-making their way. One was a lady so neat and so fair, the other a soldier, a brave volunteer. Good morning, good morning, good morning to thee. Oh, where are you going, my pretty lady? I am a-going to the banks of the sea, to see the waters a-gliding, hear the nightingale sing. They hadn't been a-standing but an hour or two, when from his knapsack a fiddle he drew, and the tune that he played made the valleys all ring. See the waters a-gliding, hear the nightingale sing. Pretty lady, it's time to give o'er. Oh, no, pretty. pretty soldier, just play one tune more, for I'd rather hear your fiddle or the touch of one string. I see the waters a-gliding, hear the nightingale sing. Pretty soldier, will you marry me? Oh, no, pretty lady, that never can be. I've a wife in old London and children twice three. Two wives in the army's too many for me. I'm going back to London and stay there 1 year. And often I'll think of you, my dear, and if ever I return, 'twill be in the spring. To see the waters a-gliding, hear the nightingale sing.
Burl Ives with One Morning in May. I got a version of that and a solo trombone. It's Russ Phillips. That's Andy Brown on guitar. The music of the stars. Here's Hoagy Carmichael. One Morning in May. Seems like a million years ago. Yeah, Hoagie wrote that. Here's Kenny Sargent at the mic. This song is said to be Hoagie Carmichael's mother's favorite.
One morning in May, don't forget, dear, that one wonderful day when we met, dear, the world over was blue clover and hearts carefree and gay. One morning in May, oh, the rapture tonight, darling, I pray to recapture just one hour, just one flower from love's faded bouquet. Kisses that come with the flame of springtime, burning your name in my heart. Precious to me like the rosary, now that we're apart. One morning in May to remember the love smolders away into an ember, and dreams perish, we'll still cherish that one morning in May.
Glenn Gray, the Casa Loma Band. Hoagie's mom was Lyda Mary Carmichael. And he recorded that just for her and wrote it for her as well. And this is my dad's birthday, by the way. Not by the way, it's very important. But here's his favorite song. And to do it, it's Ringo Starr. That's right, that Ringo Starr.
Someone like you, a pal so good and true, I'd like to leave it all behind and go and find some place that's known to God alone, just a spot.
Out there, that have shaped Connie's life to date, and it is really a delight for me to be able to welcome Connie Francis to Good Day.
Hello.
Good morning to
you. Hi, Eileen. Nice to see you.
It'd be nice to see you. You and I did not, because of the rush of the morning, have a chance to really talk.
I know that.
Before the show.
You see some of those films you showed?
Yes.
Someday I hope that there's one giant inferno and all those films are destroyed.
No, you can't mean that.
Oh, yes.
Why? What do you feel when you see this?
This morning, sick. This morning I was speaking to my ex-husband, and he told me that there was a picture of me in the New York Daily News. And he said, what a doggy picture. I said, go ahead. I said, talk all you want. But I was America's sweetheart. All the boys had a crush on me. He said that America was in very bad shape in the late 50s.
No, you know, I've got to tell you that it was the early 60s when I really discovered you. And I idolized you.
Oh,
you were a role
you.
Model. I would shut my door, and sometimes instead of doing homework, I'd be singing to Connie Francis.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, if after reading the book, if I had known then what I read now about you as an adult, I might have even felt a closer connection with you, because you went through a lot of the basic struggles growing up that I guess most American kids go through, although complicated by this career.
Yeah, very, very complicated by it. Actually, I really don't think I ever had a childhood or a teenagehood or whatever, because I think that's a thing that happens to a lot of kids in business. When they're in the business at a very early age, I think the youth is sapped from them at a very early age.
You were 3 years old when you found a gleam in your father's eye.
Yeah.
Because you sang.
That's right, and he took me for accordion lessons. Every Italian girl who had a father who was alive played the accordion, you know, and I think that my dad chose the accordion because it was the most asexual instrument ever known to man, you know.
He worried about that, didn't he?
Oh, he sure did. You know, anyone that came within a 700-mile radius of my body was like a threat to be avoided at all costs.
Do you think that would have been the same had you not been a star?
Oh, sure. Most Italian fathers of that generation were like that, you know. You left home either in a wedding gown or a casket. That was it. There was nothing.
The music of the star. Here's a signature song for Connie.
When the evening shadows fall and the lovely day is through, then with longing I recall the years I spent with you. Solo per te la mia canzone vola. Mamma, sarai con me, tu non sarai più sola. Quanto ti voglio. of your tender embrace. Oh, Mama, until the day that we're together once more, I live in these memories. Until the day that we're together once more.
I found the book really bittersweet. The beginning, Dick Clark on American Bandstand playing this song, Who's Sorry Now, and it just skyrocketing up the charts. What were those moments like for you?
Well, it was January 1st, 1958, and a holiday, and like 8.5 million American teenagers, I went to my TV set, my black and white 16-inch Motorola, and turned on my idol, you know, Dick Clark and American Bandstand. And that was like a way of life for us, as you know, Eileen. I don't think there was a lonely girl in all of America because of that show. It united us, you know. And all of a sudden...
Hey, this is all new since the last time I was here.
Yes, it is. We finished it a few days ago.
Did you have anything to do in the laying out of the plans?
I planned the whole thing
for
myself.
Uh-huh. Are you going to spend any time here?
No, I doubt it. It's for the family. I don't get an opportunity to be home often.
How long have you been home this day?
Just a few days, and we'll be leaving again in a couple of days to do a show with Jack Benny on the coast.
Did you ever work with this man?
No, I haven't.
You have a treat in store.
I know. I've heard that you've worked with him before.
When you get home, what do? Just lie down and take it easy?
I have pizza parties. The other night I invited 30 people over. Most of them were old school friends.
Had you seen them recently?
No, not for a couple of years. And a couple had children already. My goodness. All of a sudden, Dick Clark... My record had been out for 3 months. It did nothing. It was going nowhere, just as my other nine duds did, you know. And all of a sudden, Dick Clark said, and now we have a girl singer, and I believe she's going to go all the way to the top. And I was feeling sorry for myself.
Number one female vocal. Everybody in the world has begged this lady to come back. And frankly, she turned us all down. But tonight is the night. She is back. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Connie Francis.
But once the initial shock and the joy was over, I mean, it was a lot of work for you. It was a constant.
It was work, but it was fun because my work has always been my play, and I think that the luckiest people in the world are those people who find the work that's play and then play very hard. You know, I think that that's a great way to go through life, is to make a living and a good one at what you love doing best.
I want you to know my father would not let me see Where the Boys Are.
Why?
Well, I guess because he was worried about it.
Because of the scene in the motel in the last room. I mean, that's the only thing
he saw it, but he wouldn't let me see it.
Richard, I just hope. Thank you.
You've got to wait a minute. All right.
I just hope that someday there's a great big fire and just my films are destroyed.
You know what? The last time you and I got together on television, I cried. I don't do that very often. I was very excited about the moment because I'd been trying to talk you into appearing in public for eons, and you did it. Does this mean you're going to be back with this recording again?
I'm going to be recording, yes. I am, Dick. I'm not going to travel on the road a lot, though.
What's wrong with that? Wait a minute. Let me ask you about that song. Is that autobiographical? Is there anything in that song?
Yeah, I wasn't recording. I wasn't doing anything very much except watching a videotape cassette of the 1978 show we did on Wednesday Night Live. And I went up to visit George, my manager, one day. And there were two 19-year-old fellows there who said they'd written a song for me. And it reminded me of Neil Sedaka and Howie Greenfield when they were both 19 or 20 and came to see me all around the same time, you know. And I listened to the lyrics of the song and I said, how could two 19-year-old people be so perceptive and know just what I wanted to say? So,
you know, forgive me, there are people in this audience who are too young to know what happened to all of us back in the Stone Age of all of this beginning. This lady sold over 50 million records. She was the world's most popular female vocalist, sang in every language. She is, so you can relate to it, bigger than Linda Ronstadt by infinitely so. And then she stopped, and he never did it again. Why would you do that? I hit out.
I just hit out. I don't know. Now I have a six-year-old child, and I don't want him to be a part of the business. I just want him to be shielded from it, you know? I love the business, but I just want him to be just an everyday kid.
We're glad you're back and chose this place to come back.
Thank you.
Will you sing another one?
I sure will.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Connie Francis.
I've neither wealth nor power, but now that you've said you're mine, wherever whatever I do, I'll be doing fine. I'll get by as long as I have you. I won't complain.
It happened Wednesday. We learned of the death of singer Connie Francis. With songs like Where the Boys Are and Who's Sorry Now, Francis became a defining voice of the 50s and 60s, selling more than 200 million records worldwide.
Pretty Little Baby.
Just this May, her song Pretty Little Baby became a viral hit on TikTok, getting more than 10 billion streams across all platforms, introducing her to a whole new generation.
And I want to thank the millions of people who sang along with me on Pretty Little Baby.
Frances said she was flabbergasted and excited by her late-in-life career rebirth. Entertainment icon Connie Francis was 87.
Love me, pretty little baby. I'm hoping that you do.
Unreal.
Connie Francis with the Ray Ellis Orchestra. Never let it be said Connie couldn't swing with the best of them. Here's Francis, Albert, Gordon Jenkins. The music of the stars. Stand by for news.
The song is ended, but the melody lingers on. You and the song are gone, but the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say, summer will pass away. Take your happiness while you may. There 'neath the light of the moon, we sang a love song that
that ended too soon. The moon descended and I found with a break of dawn you and the song had gone, but the melody lingers on.
Irving Berlin wrote that. We'll pause briefly. Two more hours of the music of the stars on most of these civic media radio network stations. The Living Strings. Back in 7 minutes. After a look at
soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today, President Trump marks 6 months into his second term in office. On social media, he said the USA is the hottest and most respected country anywhere in the world. But some Democrats have been critical of his first 6 months, including the actions to step up immigration enforcement. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass tells ABC's This Week she had a problem with the tactics.
The masked men in unmarked cars, no license plate, no real uniforms, jumping out of cars with rifles and snatching people off the street, leading a lot of people to think maybe kidnappings were taking place.
President also said the grand jury transcripts about Jeffrey Epstein may not be enough for troublemakers. He's urging supporters to move on from the criticism of how his administration handled news related to the convicted sex offender. Authorities in Kerr County, Texas, now say three people are unaccounted for after the flooding. The number missing was close to 100 earlier in the week. This is ABC News.